Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, fourth and final hour of OMF here on a Thursday, and I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Why?
Because there's some good news with the New England Patriots. It's not really what they've done. They haven't done anything today. It's what's going on with the rest of the league. And if you're checking this out, a lot of people are saying we're going to see a massacre in the league because of what's happening in the league with them dropping the ceiling for the salary cap down to $180 million. And you're already starting to see it. Look at all of these players that are going off the board right now that are getting cut by their teams because they were getting paid too much money. Adam Humphries, Jarrell Casey, Golden Tate, Kyle Rudolph, Alshon Jeffrey, DeShaun Jackson, Tyler Eifert. We can go on and on and on. This is
getting
huge...
I'm getting excited. I feel like I'm at a Vegas buffet right now.
Yeah.
I'm at Caesar's Palace. I go in, I pay my, you know, $25, and I got Kyle Rudolph and, you know, Tyler Eifert over here. I got Alshon Jeffrey. I got Adam Humphries. You know what I do? I fill up my plate because I'm just a pig, and I want it all.
Yeah, your mouth's been wired shut because you just had jaw surgery.
Yeah,
you
can't had jaw surgery, and it was like Nikhil Harry and Jacoby Myers, and it was Ryan Izzo.
I think that it's the best thing for the Patriots, as we mentioned. I think they kind of look for that value. They look for that middle class, and the middle class is going to be enormous. That's all. I think the middle class is going to be huge. There's going to be a lot of teams right now. When you look at like caps, where the teams are right now, I think that all changes. Obviously, teams that are like, the Saints are ridiculous, like $60 million. I'm pretty sure they're going to figure it out. They're not going to cut their whole team. They're going to figure some things out and push it to next year or whatever. But a lot of teams are doing the same thing. A team with $10 million, obviously, might have 30. Like, even like Jeff Howe and Ben Vollen, they've been breaking it down for the Patriots, these opt-outs and other guys. They're at 63 right now. They could free up another $20
million. Yes.
Very easily. So
very easily.
I don't know other rosters. I'm guessing a lot of teams can do something very similar. But it's going to be flooded. The market's going to be flooded. And you can kind of shop in that middle tier because there's going to be a lot more of them.
I think it's going to be higher than the middle tier, the normal middle tier. Because I hear what you're saying, and that's where the Patriots normally feast, in that middle tier. I think it's going to be slightly higher. Now, you know, Joel Corey, a former NFL agent, works for CBS Sports and writes for CBS Sports. He breaks it down, and he says that the creme de la creme are going to get their money. It's going to be that next level down. But this is an opportunity now. Very few teams are going to have the opportunity with an awful lot of money.
Jack, I like the title of Corey's article. It says, Agents Take: The Economic Realities of a Lower 2021 Salary Cap. The economic realities. So I don't think that some of these GMs are just realizing this now. I think they're all pretty proactive. But I don't think they imagined that they would have to shed so much of the weight, like so much good weight, guys that they would possibly normally keep or restructure or keep around. There's going to be so many guys available. I believe that the Patriots have the ability to have a super team, like a one-year, just, you know.
Can you have a super team with a bridge quarterback?
With a no quarterback.
Well, let me see. Is there a quarterback on his list? See, that's the question.
There's
so,
a bunch
yes.
of quarterbacks. Yeah,
Marcus Mariota, Jimmy Garoppolo, Teddy Bridgewater.
A bunch
Alex,
of guys could get
you can win with all those guys.
That's not
you
a super
can
team.
Win. Sure it is.
No.
Well, listen, okay, let me clean it up. I guess my point is you're not going to have, you know, Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Rob Gronkowski in his prime and, you know, Dalvin Cook. You're not going to have the best players in the league. But as far as guys that have been in the league, they know how to win, they're pros, they have a lot to prove, and you know what? And they realize, hey, if we all get together, just like you would when you're getting recruited to go play basketball in college, all these recruits, they get together, they play in these AAU tournaments together, and they say, you know, hey, what if we all went to Michigan and we start the Fab Five? We'd be awesome right from the start. Yes, that's, I do think they have the ability to sign a bunch of these guys, one-year deals, not like two-year deals or, you know, 2 years with an option. No, one-year deal, and it benefits both sides. The Patriots get the benefit of a valuable commodity that has a lot in the tank, and they also give the player the ability to almost reset how they're viewed in the league because the money's not there. So why am I going to sit there and chase money when it's not there? Let me just put myself in a decent situation and then go on from there. That's what I think they can do.
I think the fascinating, and Corey talks a little bit about this, what happens if you're one of those players and you get interest by one of those few teams that has the money? You probably have to make a decision. So if Jacksonville or Miami or the Jets or New England come at you early on, and you look at it and say, geez, that's not that much money. Yeah, but these are the only teams that actually have the money. So the Patriots and these other teams are going to be able to discount shop out there, yet they're also going to be an elite group in which they may be the only ones that you can do business with if you're one of these agents with a free agent.
See, the two of the, what would you say the three biggest needs are, other than the obvious being a quarterback? The three?
I would say tight end, D-line, wide receiver, yep. D-tackle, edge rusher, linebacker.
They're all there. Every position that you need. Imagine you're the Patriots. You just roll into Home Goods, and instead of like placemats and like, you know, furniture, you have Kyler, you have Tyler Eifert, you have Kyle Rudolph, and then you have all the quarterbacks that you need. You have the wide receivers that you wouldn't take. Golden Tate. What if you had a mix of Golden Tate, Kyle Rudolph, already cut by the Vikings. He's free. He's just waiting, you know. And then Tyler Eifert, his option was declined by the team. And then you throw in a Marcus Mariota right off the bat. You're one of the best teams in the AFC East. You're right there with Buffalo. You're right there with – you won seven games.
I would say
with
this.
Group.
I agree. If you were, like, say the Patriots 4 or 5 years ago and something, you were in this situation, oh, my God, yeah, you could put a team together that might go undefeated because there'll be a lot of teams taking less money to come play for you and you get all this money. But I just – I think that because the money isn't going to be there for a lot of these guys, I just – first off, I don't believe some of these cap numbers. I think there'll be a lot more money to spend for some of these teams because they're going to release some of these guys. So they're going to release somebody that isn't as good, and they're going to bring in a veteran who's better, who wants to go there and he wants to win. Like, for example, you look at it like J.J. Watt, right? So apparently, you know, the Browns were interested, the Bills were interested, Green Bay was a team. Green Bay's interested, maybe James White. Yet they're $11 million right now already over the cap. So how can they be interested in anybody? Well, of course, they're going to free up the money, and they're going to mess around with some contracts, and they're going to push everything to next year. What's that?
They're going to lose other people, right?
Well, yeah, but they're going to, but they can lose them, but upgrade is what I'm saying. Like, you're talking about dropping a guy like Marcus Cannon because it's like an $8 million cap hit, and they could drop him and try to find, because the market's flooded, you know, find a guy that's like four and a half that's just as good, maybe even better, maybe younger. All these teams are doing the exact same thing you are. So they could drop a guy and just be like, yeah, well, we'll move on. I mean, Green Bay is $10, $11 million over the cap already. Are they not adding anyone?
No, they will, but they're probably going to give up good players that they like right now.
That are overvalued, that are overpriced.
Yes.
I just told you, I mean, every team, unless you know all the salary cap situations, everyone's getting released.
I'm not sure those teams are going to upgrade in the end. Because they're going to have to unload players, and then you're right, they probably are going to attract some other guys who are sitting there going, I can win here with this team this year.
Yeah.
But they're going to lose good players to put them in that position. I mean, you look at New Orleans. New Orleans, and I understand
New Orleans is a bad example.
Okay, they are because they're way over the cap. I don't see how New Orleans gets better. They're going to take a huge hit. But I think it's going to be a little bit different than it's been in the past. When you talk about the Patriots in the past, they have all of this money, but they're one of only like six teams that have the money, Lou. That's it. It's not like most of the teams in the league are going to be able to play this game. They're not. They're going to have to fix.
Well, I just told you two teams that are over the salary cap. They're in on J.J. Watt. That are over the salary cap. That are in on J.J. Watt.
Yeah,
got, gonna, what, 2 years, $31 million.
So what they're doing is they're going to strengthen themselves in that one position, and they're going to weaken themselves maybe in two or three other positions of players they're going to have to let go. I don't think New England is doing that. Now, you could say that New England is already weak in numerous positions, but New England's going to go from being weak in numerous positions to now having strength at those positions. And the only thing that remains, and it's the biggest one of them all, who's going to be their quarterback? I mean, there's no getting around that one.
Well, that's the most obvious, yet the most difficult position to fill. It's the obvious answer is, of course, they need a quarterback. But there's going to be an opportunity for them to really get right back into the competitive picture. Like, right away.
I agree.
Like right now with the guys, because there's going to be so many guys out in the market, and none of these guys are retiring. Like, none of these guys are like, I've had enough. Like, Delanie Walker's not even on this list. He tied in for Tennessee Titans.
He's
set out a year.
Yep.
I mean, he's on it now.
Yep.
But as far as guys that were released from teams, no, Tennessee just, you know, didn't have him last year, and he decided to sit out.
Kesmyn Trufant just added on that list today as the Lions let him go. Okay.
And these aren't the John Simons of the world. Okay. No disrespect. Okay. But these are guys that were, you know, unbelievably effective, productive. Like, forget about where they were drafted or how much money they made in the past. Good players.
Von Miller.
Guys that you say, oh, my God, I got to cover this guy? Like, everything you hear from any GM or any other coach is like they were void of talent. They didn't have any players. It was easy, and it was predictable to cover them. Like, make it tougher for them. Like, Golden Tate will be respected out there. Tyler Eifert, you better. What if you got some young, strong safety that's trying to cover him? Good luck.
For at least a week or two, it'll be tough. Of course, then he'll get hurt, and then he won't really matter.
You know, that's Marcus Martin. That's Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I think they will upgrade. They got a lot of money to spend. There's no question about it. But I don't see them being really active early unless it's like a couple of big free agents. You mentioned Trufant. It wouldn't shock me one bit if they went after Willie Jackson. I think Shaq, what's his name? Out in
Barrett.
No, Shaq, actually the DB out in Seattle. Anyways.
Shaquille Griffin.
Yeah, Shaquille Griffin, rather. So, like, going after someone like that, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they go after a big-time corner knowing they're going to trade Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, you know, we're going to spend $10 million, $11 million, because none of them are great all-pros. Trufant, he's a little bit older now, too. But, you know, just get another very good corner, move on from Steph Gilmore, and then go a little bit younger for the next 2 or 3 years at that position. I think they'll be aggressive with some defenders early on. But I still think this is, like, week two signings. I don't see them diving in bargain basement and like early on, like, hey, no one else is offering you money.
I'm not sure about that because I think everything is going to be bargain basement. That's the problem with this. That's what the ex-agent is saying, is that if you are an agent and you're peddling your free agent right now, if Jacksonville or the Jets or Miami or the Colts or the Patriots come knocking early on, you better take it because the next team that comes to you is going to offer you 50 cents on the dollar. Because these are the teams that have it. So because New England has got the money, I think they're probably going to be far more active early on. Because you already said it, Lou. They are fighting the premise that they're not the Patriots of a few years ago with Tom Brady and the Super Bowl team, where you could attract that player and you could do it on pennies on the dollar. They can't do that anymore. But they can do it with the fact that we got money here. I got a fistful of dollars.
You think Bill Belichick is going to grab a mid-level free agent and overpay for him just to get him on day one?
He's not going to overpay.
So if he's not going to overpay, then you're going to sit around and you're going to look for a better situation.
No, the rate has changed. The dollars have changed because teams can't. No,
I'm just saying it's all relative.
Teams can't compete.
I know, it's all relative. Like a guy that's like an $8 million player, the market right now is 3.5, 4. The Patriots going to give him 5, 6 just to get it done early on? I don't think so. I think they have value on everybody. I don't care what kind of market it is. They take into consideration what the market is. You know, they're not going to overpay for somebody just because the market, you know, the market's 3.5. They're not going to give a guy 5.
I think there are a lot of,
the guy 3.
I think there are a lot of teams are not going to be able to shop. I think that's going to be the problem because I think the Kansas Cities and those teams are going to go and find one or two players that they need. They're going to go off the board. But we're already seeing it. Look at how many names. They don't have to release these guys until the 17th of March. This is the 4th of March, and we're seeing unbelievable names that are being tossed out there into free agency because teams can't afford to pay them because they need to get down to $180 million.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are, when it comes to extremely uncharacteristically aggressive, this is where I think they are going to be aggressive.
I do.
I think they're going to dial in right away. Lots of visits. Well, I guess they're not even doing visits, actually. I guess it's all Zoom. It's all Zoom meetings. Nobody's flying into Foxborough
I'd like to see him lock in one of these tight ends that are out there and available right now.
Me too.
Just go out and, you know, go after a guy like Kyle Rudolph and say, all right, tight ends in the books. We got our two kids. We got Kyle Rudolph. You know, and let's go from there. Let's cut Lacoste. Let's move on from his ass. You know, Izzo, your fourth tight end. We'll wait till August till we cut him. But whatever. Move on. Just fill a hole here while you can. Right? I mean, they've got plenty of them out there right now. Jerry Cook was released. Rudolph was released. You could sign them before free agency starts. Get a start on it.
Yeah, I would be shocked if they didn't add one of those veteran tight ends, but we've been saying that for the last 2 years. I mean, but with these names that are out there on the board, how do they pass on all of these guys? You know?
Yeah, the thing is, what I'm seeing is, obviously, lots of availability, lots of bodies that are available. The problem, I guess it's not a problem. I guess it would be, do you have the skill? Do you have the skill to know when somebody is blowing smoke or if there's smoke around your rectum? Like, do you know any of that? So I would like to. We can call this a game, Glenn. Let's play this game, okay?
Smoke around be the rectum.
Is there smoke around your rectum? Okay.
We going to China?
No, we're not China. So, like, for example, okay. So, like, all these GMs that are talking, okay? John Lynch is talking. Joe Douglas, GM of the Jets. Rick Spielman of the Vikings. Mike Mayock, our guy, friend of the show. He's talking. But how do you know who's telling the truth?
Well, you know what season this is, don't you?
Oh, it's lying season.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought this was smoke around the rectum.
No smoke. Well, I mean, that's the game we're playing. We should call this game, Is There Smoke Around My Rectum?
All right, so let me do this. Let me start with...
Thank you.
Let me start with Mike Lombardi, who we know is on the phone regularly with people in Foxborough. I mean, come on. His son is coaching with the Patriots. And we know the Patriots are interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. And he believes that John Lynch is lying.
It's just clicks. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. It's just like somebody in their basement in Des Moines is just making shit up and it goes out. You know, it's like, okay, that's great. You know, you got a computer, you can connect to the world. So they'll just send fake rumors out there. But to me, the Niners, the real issue here is the Niners have denied how many times that they're not looking for a quarterback. Yet everybody in the league tells me they're always looking for a quarterback. Right, they're in on every quarterback. They were in on, you know, Matthew Stafford. They're going to be in on. I don't know if they were in on Carson Wentz to that level, but they kicked the tires, right? So they're going to be in on every quarterback. I think they're in on Sam Darnold.
So let's listen to John.
Is there smoke?
So let's listen to John Lynch, and is he saying what Lombardi is saying about Jimmy Garoppolo? Listen,
if he's injury free, is there any doubt in your mind that Jimmy Garoppolo is your quarterback when you line up in September?
No, not at all. I mean, I really believe that he, you know, I just look at the numbers. I mean, he's 24-9, 25-9 when he's played. I believe that things can happen. I believe they will for him. And you know, I really believe that Jimmy is our guy.
Yeah, they will up in New England for him. That's what will happen for him. I don't buy any of this. So what is John Lynch going to say? Lombardi's right. He's making calls on every quarterback in the world out there. Now, it could be that he doesn't get any of those guys. And so he's forced to go back with Jimmy Garoppolo. But he's making calls because he still doesn't believe in Garoppolo. But he can't rip Garoppolo for two reasons. One, he might have him back as his quarterback because he can't get that other quarterback. Or there could be a situation where he might be able to trade him away And right now, he's got to build the value of Jimmy Garoppolo up because some other team is going to have to take on $24.5 million.
See, I don't believe John Lynch when it comes to Garoppolo. Although, you know, I think they got to find an upgrade, and I'm not so sure how many upgrades are out there. But then again, they might just look at this guy and say, first off, their situation is different. They can get out from underneath this guy and have absolutely no cap hit whatsoever.
$2.5 million.
Yeah, nothing whatsoever.
Right.
And they've already caught his act. You know, they know that he gets injured. They've already missed a lot of time. They're trying to build a very good team, and there's nothing worse than putting game plans together, putting talent around based on your quarterback, only to find out your quarterback can only play 6 or 7 games. So, yeah, I think John Lynch, he might be a guy that say, you know what, I'm not so sure this guy's that much better than Jimmy. But he's a guy that I can count on to play 16 games. And because of that, he's better than Jimmy.
See, well, I don't think Kyle Shanahan trusts him. And I think that's another problem. And I'm sure that John Lynch is hearing that from his coach on a regular basis, not just with the injury, but in running what they want to run.
See, I don't believe him at all, period. There's lots of smoke there. Especially when a GM or a head coach like tries to convince you that this guy is staying based on the record as a starter. Like I don't believe it. I don't believe it. There's too many other red flags. Yeah, when he's healthy, like, there's too many red flags. And
what's your team's record when he's not? Not very good.
Yeah,
and that kills you.
Yeah.
So and you can't count on him. So I don't believe John Lynch.
So, and again, I think he is the most likely guy if you're looking at odds on the board to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, because where are you going to find a team? We just talked all about the money and how teams are going to have to find money to bring players in. Where are you going to find a team? Because we have a bunch of them that are going to draft a quarterback, right? 5 of them probably, and other teams that may be picking up other quarterbacks. Where are you going to find a team that's going to take on $24.5 million to pay Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback? You're not. And so they may end up cutting him outright, and then he becomes a free agent. So I think John Lynch is just making all of this stuff up, and there's just too much noise out there. How about Joe Douglas, the general manager of the New York Jets? We've seen Sam Darnold now. Do the Jets still believe in Sam Darnold? Here's Douglas.
I would say with Sam, you know, our stance on Sam hasn't changed. You know, he's an extremely talented player, and he's very smart, very tough. And, you know, we have no doubt that Sam is going to achieve, you know, his outstanding potential. Obviously, we're in the process of gaining as much information as we can leading up through free agency and the draft. But our stance on Sam has not changed.
Why do they have to do all this research if this Sam Darnold?
See, I believe him because I don't really think he said anything. What he basically said was, yeah, we still believe him. He's a tough kid. You know, he's a smart guy. We think that he's going to reach his potential someday. So I don't really think he went out on a limb like John Lynch, you know, and of course, we're going to look at the draft. If we see a kid that's better, fine. But, you know, if we decide to trade him, remember these words. We still think he's very good. We think he's tough. And we think he has a lot of potential. And that's why when we trade him, we're going to want at least a second.
Please listen if you're a team that wants to trade
him. But he didn't come
him.
Out and just say, like Lynch did, oh, he's my starter. I don't believe that. He didn't come out and say that.
I do believe in his potential. I believe him. I believe that based on the fact that Adam Gase was his coach the last 2 years, he had mono, he had the whole, like, I'm seeing ghosts. He almost had this, you know, Mark Sanchez, like, butt fumble, like, you know, vibe about him. Like, nobody respected him. The guy played well. I think the guy will thrive the next couple years.
You think he's going to stay with the Jets?
I would say, okay, if as far as comparables, do I think he's Josh Allen? No, but I do think he could be like a Ryan Tannehill type of quarterback.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're the Jets. You're on the board. What are the Jets? Number 2 on the board?
Yes.
Okay. You're the Jets at number 2 on the board. In a year in which we've got all of these quarterbacks, and you're Joe Douglas, you're going to stay with Sam Darnold when you get these picks? What do you do?
Well, I believe that he likes his quarterback. Woo! So I'm not taking anybody else. I'm not taking Mac Jones. What do you think Sam Darnold would have done in that Alabama offense? Are you kidding me? He would have lit it up also. Like, let's not act like this guy can't throw just because he struggled a little bit and he's been hurt, he's been sick, he had a whacked out coach. Let's not act like he wouldn't have thrived in that offense.
Well, I tell you what, if you stay with Sam Darnold and you're wrong,
well,
and
I believe
doesn't
him.
Turn into somebody,
well, then there's
you,
his job.
And you passed on 4 of the 5 quarterbacks in the draft? Are you kidding me? Wow. And you might be right. They might look at the number two pick and say, screw it. We can get a boatload for the number two pick, and we'll move down because we have so many needs. You know, we need a zillion different guys. We got money, but we need a bunch of different people. You might be right. They might do that. But, boy, that could be a massive mistake if Sam Darnold doesn't turn out to be, you know, who you thought he was going to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, that's why they pay the big bucks. I mean, it's really like you're gambling.
That's why they get fired, those guys.
Yeah, that's why they get fired, too.
How about Rick Spielman, the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, going nowhere?
Yeah, I think Coach Zim put that to bed when he spoke after the season. Kirk Cousins is our quarterback.
Yep.
I know there's a lot of rumors floating around out there, but Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. We felt that he played very well and probably the best he's ever played down that stretch last year and the way he played. Kirk's our quarterback going forward, and look forward to him another year in his system, and excited for him and what he's going to bring to our team next year.
Now, I'll say this. I believe him. His delivery didn't sound very believable, though. It felt like he was kind of stuttering his way through it. But I do believe him. I think Cousins, I think there's like a huge cap hit for getting rid of this guy. And I still think he's a good quarterback. And it's not like the Jets situation where they have the number two pick and they can go get a kid that maybe everybody loves in Zach Wilson. It is one of those things where who would be available to where we don't want Kirk Cousins? It's not like Jimmy G who can't stay on the field. The guy stays on the field. It's more like Stafford, really, kind of in that class. Deshaun Watson changes everybody's opinion. Hell, Deshaun Watson changes 26 teams' opinion. But under the short of Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson's going nowhere. No, of course he's going to be their quarterback next year.
No, I believe him also. And he is, for whatever it's worth, people always like underestimate Kirk Cousins' ability.
It's like Stafford.
But he's won. But he's actually won. He's been to playoff games. Even when he was drafted, they didn't believe him coming out of Michigan State. He ends up taking over that job for the Washington football team. Then he gets unbelievable amount of money. Every year they kept franchise tagging this guy because they never believed in him. Can you imagine what Washington would look like if they would have just believed in him, signed him, instead of wasting draft picks on like Dwayne Haskins and constantly missing over and over again?
So that team was 7-9 last year, 68% completion percentage, 35 touchdowns, 13 picks, 105 quarterback rating. Why wouldn't you believe him? Like, why wouldn't you believe him?
No, he's not going anywhere.
He's a good quarterback.
Your alternative is what?
I think the reason he's more likely to stay in Minnesota is he has a dead cap hit of $41 million. Okay, so that, again, most of this usually comes down to money. It's the reason I think we all think that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be gone, because San Francisco can easily get out from under him and not spend an awful lot of money. Mike Mayock, the Raiders general manager, says he loves Derek Carr. Do we believe him?
Obviously, I can't talk about anybody else's players, so I won't. I'll just talk about Derek, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I've told you guys the last couple of years, which is I think Derek Carr had his best year yet under John Gruden. Mm. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and we couldn't be happier with him. And I tell you every year, I mean, we evaluate every position every year. I have no idea who might call me or who might not call me. So you have to do the evaluations both on your own players and every other player in the league. And you got to stack your boards and understand what league value is all around the league. And we do that. But if you're asking me about Derek, I mean, I think John and I would both stand shoulder to shoulder and pound the table for Derek Carr.
And yet there were another team that people claim have been in on conversations about other quarterbacks. So if they love Derek Carr so much, why are they picking up the phone? Why are they making calls?
Who are they in on, though? I mean, they might
Watson, they were one of the ones that called Houston,
once again,
apparently.
Like I said, you got to stop with the Deshaun Watson, because he again, there's only five or six teams that wouldn't be interested in Deshaun Watson. But it's not like they're looking at Stafford over Carr. They're not looking at, you know, Wentz over Carr. And I think that Derek Carr kind of came back that next year. Obviously, last year they didn't truly believe in on him, or they wanted him pushed. You know, Gruden's been with them for 2 years and was like, I don't know. I'm not sold on him yet. So they brought in Mariota. But I think last year he had a career year. Like, I don't see where the improvement over Derek Carr, I don't know where it is. Again, I mean, I don't have to keep saying Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. It's improving for everybody. But I don't know. I believe him 100%.
Yeah, I believe him also. And when you start looking at the list of quarterbacks, the history of Raider quarterbacks. Like, he is 100% the best thing they have had since Rich Gannon.
It's not saying much. There hasn't been
Rich Gannon was like an MVP quarterback. Are you kidding me?
No,
he was great.
I'm not saying Rich Gannon. I'm saying
my point
over
is,
the years they have had nothing.
My point is that it took them. Like, okay, let me just list some of these quarterbacks. It's amazing what they've been through. This looks like the Cleveland Browns before they got Baker Mayfield. No, I'm going back to 2003. So Rich Gannon last season, 2002, played 16 games. But in 2003, it was Rick Meyer, Rich Gannon, Marcus Tuiasosopo.
There you go.
Kerry Collins.
Nailed that. Nice.
Andrew Walter, Aaron Brooks, Josh McCown, Dante Culpepper, Jamarcus Russell, Andrew Walter again, Bruce Gradkowski. Who remembers Charlie Fry? Jason Campbell. I played with him in Washington. Carson Palmer. How about Kyle Bowler, Terrell Pryor, Matt McGloin, Matt Flynn, and then Derek Carr. No, I believe in 100%. They brought Mariota out there to almost test him. Like, listen, we're not sure. But
expensive test.
It was worth it. It was worth
position.
It. And now they have an asset that they can trade. And then they found out that Derek Carr is their guy.
Who are they going to trade?
Mariota's under contract.
They are not trading Mariota.
Sure, they could trade him.
No, they can't.
Why can't they trade him?
Because if they trade him to another team, the contract goes to $20 million.
If he plays.
He's taking Mariota for $20 million. He's going to get cut.
We'll sign and trade.
Put him on your list of cut guys. He's going to get cut.
My point is that Mariota was they just used him. They used him. And, you know, Carr gets hurt one time in a game. Mariota goes out. And he plays great. But then they lose the game.
Throws an interception late in the game.
But again, the point is, I think he served his purpose. So, no, I believe Mayock.
I do, too.
I do.
I don't believe any of these guys. I think they all lie. And I think if they can find another guy out there that's better, they're going to go for it. And I think they would upgrade if suddenly Deshaun Watson were available.
But Glenn,
Derek Carr would be gonzo.
I get it. Of course they would. Like, how many teams wouldn't upgrade their quarterback for Deshaun Watson?
Well, most teams would.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you could love your quarterback and then sit there and say, well, Deshaun Watson's a top three quarterback in the league. So, I mean, he changes everything. I just don't think there's an upgrade. I don't know how realistic that thing is. That's all. I don't know how realistic he or Russell Wilson are.
Yeah. Again, I think all these guys this is the lying season, and there are two things they have to do. They have to protect and not rip the quarterback they presently or the player they presently have because they probably are going to end up living with Derek Carr, and they're probably willing to do that. But do they want a better quarterback than Derek Carr? Sure they do right now.
Speaking of guys that have been released, this is from Field Yates. Apparently the Dolphins have not released Kyle Van Noy.
Ooh. What's happened?
They're trying to trade him.
There's
no chance,
No chance.
This guy's going to make $12.5 million a year. Given where the market is, why would you go out and get a guy like Kyle Van Noy for 3 years, $37.5 million remaining on his contract?
Yeah, here's why that's deceiving.
Or 12.5 for next year.
Here's why that story is deceiving. Wouldn't every team in the league who's cutting these guys, wouldn't the first thing they do pick up the phone and ask if anybody's interested in it? Do you think that maybe the Patriots got some phone calls this past week from teams who have tight ends that they're cutting and saying, hey, Bill, would you be interested in doing anything? That makes sense.
I don't get my cell phone on.
That would make sense that the first thing you do is you call teams. And I'm sure that Miami's probably doing the same thing. Now, whether they're successful doing it or not, I find
no chance.
None whatsoever. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number here on OMF. Could this be a golden opportunity for the New England Patriots? And it's coming up here in the next week and a half where there is this purge through the NFL with really good players available.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lou is on Twitter, at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts, personally, that in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
Mr. Announcer, go ahead.
All right, I messed this up. Now listen, at least I can admit it.
Apology today.
Apology of the day. I'm sorry to my friends at FindMassMoney.com, because we could all use a little extra money, right? FindMassMoney is a free service of the state treasurer's office with over $3 billion worth of unclaimed property. Find yours at FindMassMoney.com. Glenn.
See, the best part is, hey Glenn, I'm the one that forgot to give you that, and you're owning up to it. I appreciate
I took the hit for you.
Thank you.
Hey, foxhole guy. Please. I am the ultimate foxhole guy.
Way to screw up,
guy.
Ryan.
Please. No, it's Christian's fault. Did you just hear
it? It's my fault.
Oh, now it's Christian's
my fault. I forgot to give him something.
Oh, is that what it is? So we've been sitting here talking about what's going to happen here. It's March 17th is the day of free agency. And I think even some of the owners are a little bit surprised, people around the league, that it's happening so quickly. The teams are sitting there going, we need to let free agents know on March the 17th that we actually have some money available to go and try to acquire them. And so what we're doing is we're dumping our guys early. I mean, we're 13 days in advance here, 12 days in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so this is Cardinals owner Michael Bidwell. I think there's going to be a seismic shift in talent across the NFL. And he's a guy that a team that has already been active, right? They got J.J. Watt. You've got teams that are projected to be well over the cap. You've got teams to be projected well under. I know every free agent, a potential free agent out there is thinking they're not going to get released. But there are going to be a bunch of surprises for people here in the next few weeks when everybody has to get under the cap and free agency starts. My guess is I see a big shift, a seismic shift in terms of the talent moving around. So with throwing it out, this is a golden opportunity for the Patriots. They have all this money. They're one of five or six teams that have all of this money. They're a team that still has got some prestige, right? They don't have a quarterback, but they get some prestige. How
they
is
got
it
clout.
Clout. How is it they not benefit with what goes on here on March the 17th? And so the whole uncharacteristically aggressive, was that what Tom Curran heard? I got to believe that's true, guys. They're going to be. They have to be. Because if they operate the way they have in the past, where they're sitting back and they're waiting in this market, I don't think they can do it.
I think that they can convince a lot of these guys. To me, there's going to be so many available. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, all these GMs that are openly. So Bidwell, you talked about. Bidwell was on Sirius XM Radio. It's openly talking about how many teams have to shed contracts and find money. Like, they're forced to do it. Now, when a GM or an owner, either one, comes out and is so honest with the state of affairs, like the economic realities of the NFL, mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. Hey, listen, we're telling you, we're letting everybody go. Like, it's a turkey shoot. So, okay, I mean, honestly, just get out there and grab as many as you can. And, you know, and then you're all going to have, I think they're all going to be good players. Like, all of them.
I was just looking at this Mike Reese, right? He kind of listed some names. After big ticket targets.
Yeah, he's doing the middle class game.
Yeah, who the Patriots. No, this isn't the middle class, in my opinion. This is,
well, this is the lower class.
Yeah, this is the below middle class.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes where they shop. But there's a big middle class, so they might be better off. But the first one he mentions is Nelson Aguilar. Right, who turned in? He was really good last year.
Finally
caught the ball. No more jokes out of Philly.
Yeah.
They're all over him, right? He says he should command a mid-range market, speed, position flexibility, all that stuff. So mid-range market. The very next guy, this is what concerned me. He has Kendrick Bourne. If Aguilar is out of reach, so he has Nelson Aguilar as a mid-range market, and if Aguilar is out of reach. Kendrick Bourne is a guy you can keep an eye on. So I'm just like to think that Nelson Aguilar would be out of reach.
6'7" second time in the three cone drill.
Well, I was just going to say, I think he just found our guy as Kendrick Bourne. Not to be overlooked was his 6'7" second time in a three cone drill reflects short area quickness that could translate well in what the Patriots value. Always look at that three cone drill.
I know. That's the key.
But it kind of makes me nervous that like Brees is already sitting there talking about Nelson Aguilar being out of reach. Like, where is he? What is he, like the 10th or 11th free agent?
No, he...
Wide receiver?
He
could
knows,
be out of reach?
He, see,
where are they shopping?
At least Mike is being honest with himself. Like, the reality is, that's where they shop.
That's the point.
That's where they
that's
shop.
The
but do they
so,
have to shop here this year?
No, well, all these guys are
market,
in the mix.
The market's changed.
Well, that's my point, that there's going to be so many guys out there. So, I was just looking up the Rams roster because I wanted to see... Gerald Everett at tight end. And the last time I looked at the Rams tight end room was that they had a bunch of good guys.
He and Higbee.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And they really didn't need a 6'3", 240-pound Everett who had one catch. One catch. But I bet he had one catch.
Last year?
I'm sorry, he had one catch.
No. He had more than
one catch, but played well against the Patriots. Yeah, he's in December when the Rams pounded away.
One catch against
the Patriots.
No,
yeah, one catch. Yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound right. I mean, that guy's not. That's Ryan Izzo.
Yeah.
That's who that guy is.
So he's got John Ross, the wide receiver out of Cincinnati. I mean, we talked about John Ross last year.
That's bottom of the barrel.
We talked about
Tamir
John
Bird.
Ross in the offseason
fast.
Last year.
Yeah,
right?
Tamir Bird.
So
Bird's better
right,
than him.
Exactly. He's Damian Bird. If that's a replacement for Bird. But those are the guys, I think, that are going to be the afterthoughts. You may bring them in, but you're not looking at them at the top of your depth chart.
I hate to say this, but this looks like a first week of camp roster for the Patriots. Just change the names. I mean, when you talk about guys that they go after,
well, this is the
receivers
thing.
That never really made it, tight ends that always were backups but never were starters.
Again, like John Ross, his take on it. You know, Curtis Samuel. Carolina Panthers type of speedy dual threat who would really help the offense.
Damian Bird.
But the idea is that his price tag might exceed where the Patriots want to be. Like we keep talking about all this money that they have available. Curtis Samuel.
Just don't want to spend it.
It's like, you know, versatile wide receiver. Played a little running back when what's his name? McCaffrey was out. He's all over the place. But he might exceed where the Patriots want to be money-wise. We keep talking about how they have all this money to spend, but a guy like Curtis Samuel, like, this is a very realistic take for Mike Reese because I think just being around it, he's well aware. And it's like, now we can't get Curtis Samuel because he's good, but he's going to, they don't want to pay that much for him.
Well,
good
I would
guys.
Say,
they're going to take a shot on John Ross, who's really fast.
I would say this.
And he won't make it 2 weeks into camp.
Yeah, I don't mind John Ross being one of the guys at the end of your depth chart. But if that's where you're starting at the top, based on all of the guys that are going to be available, I think people are going to be really disappointed. I just don't think they're going there. I don't. I think there's just too much out there for the New England Patriots. I think you are going to see some fireworks on the 17th, 18th, 19th. I do. And if you don't, people should be pissed. Now, here's the problem.
Oh, they won't be pissed. They'll be like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Here's the problem.
Exactly.
That's exactly what. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This guy's John Ross. Totally second coming of Julian Edelman.
Here's the problem.
Bill does all his work week four. Oh, yeah. You idiot. Now,
not this year. It's not the way it works this year. Here's the problem. You're not going to be able to find any of those bargains when it comes to quarterback. They're just not going to be available. Nothing there is going to be available. So you either go up in the draft, which is what Lou wants them to do, or you're going to end up with what? What's best case scenario? Jimmy Garoppolo, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, or dare I say, and The Athletic has got them pretty high up on their list.
No, don't do it.
Guy who was the quarterback this past year.
We said we weren't doing it. We weren't doing it. We weren't doing it.
But even in a market like this, that Mike Bidwell says, you know, is a once in a generation thing.
Yeah,
the quarterback's storm. Quarterback's still not there. Still can't get the quarterback using the market conditions that exist.
Well, the market conditions. I would say that. Okay, so let's use Marcus Mariota. Let's use him. Because if what you're saying is correct, they're not going to cut him.
They're going to cut him.
They're not going to trade him.
They'll cut.
Because any team that takes him is going to have to pay. And smart move by Mariota. Hey, listen, if you're going to deal me, that it's going to force you to cut me because no team's going to take $20 million from a backup. So smart move by the agent throwing that in there. He's free. He's on the market right now. Right now he's on the market. He's been cut. He's like J.J. Watt. How quickly do they go and snatch him up? Like, I am the first one at his door. I'm the first one at his door. I'm like, let's do it right now. And any takers? Who's with me? Who's coming with me?
Sounds like you're on your own there.
Yeah.
Why am I on my own right now?
No, because I just.
Wait, your option is who?
I look around the league.
Trey Lance.
I don't know if there's really a rush. I mean, I look around the league and it's like. Where does Mariota jump on? Like, who jumps all over him? Like, who's sitting there where the quarterback position is? It's so dire that they need to get Marcus Mariota day one.
Well, hold on. You waited last year and look what you ended up with. Waited last year and that's what you got. The only guy left, Jameis Winston, jumped at the first job.
$1 million.
The question is, because I think a lot of these free agent quarterbacks, I don't think any of them are any good. I really don't. And I think that a lot of them are tied into what teams do at the draft and how they fit best. Maybe they miss out. Maybe that we're going for this guy. We're going to trade up. We're going to take this guy. Something happens, we miss out. Okay, now we're in on Mariota. I don't know if they can wait that long, you know. But still, I don't see anybody jumping on it right away and saying, "Oh yeah, Marcus Mariota makes all the difference in the world," including here.
See, I told
guy's
you,
not
I think,
that good.
I think the dilemma that the Patriots have is I think they really would like to have Jimmy Garoppolo. And they truly believe that the 49ers are going to upgrade and they're not going to be able to trade Garoppolo because of that money, and teams just don't have that money. So what happens? Well, they cut him and then the Patriots could go and sign him. But can you afford to wait? I mean, we've already heard the 49ers talk about him. The 49ers have to wait until they find that upgraded quarterback. When does that happen? So does Bill just sit back and say, I'm just going to wait for Jimmy G. Just wait for Jimmy G. And you know what that means? That means you might end up with the guy that we can't talk about right now.
See, it's when Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy and he is if he's just healthy, he's a damn good quarterback.
They can run the short little passing game.
He's a West Coast offense. Yep. We're waggling. We're bootlegging. Yep. We're doing all. Yep. Look what he did against you. Now, granted, your defense wasn't great, but he looked phenomenal. Like, if that's an indication of what you're missing, Patriots, then I think you should go get him. I personally, like, fine. He gets hurt a lot. We'll just, you know, teach him to get rid of the football.
I agree. I think that's what they want to do, but they can't because the 49ers are in a holding pattern. And so the problem is the holding pattern could take us through the draft, could take us here for a while. And if you have to wait for a while, what do? It's a good point you made. Do you go out and get Marcus Mariota? Do you pay Marcus Mariota cheap money and say, worst case scenario, he's our backup quarterback?
Okay, part of this whole changing in philosophy, being aggressive, listen, identify who you like. Don't get caught, watching the paint dry. go get him.
They'll be in on Mariota.
He's going to be cut. There's a deadline for him to be cut.
They'll be in on him. They'll be in on him, and ultimately he'll go somewhere else, but the Patriots had interest. They just weren't willing to go there with the guaranteed dollars that everyone else did. No, it's predictable. It's going to happen.
They are very predictable. So
you're better off just going to get Ryan Fitzpatrick. There's no difference between Fitzpatrick and Mariota, and it still opens the door for what you could do in the draft.
And Mariota, Fitzpatrick, I think, will be cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. So you go get him, and you say, whatever. I mean, what's the difference between him and your boy Winston or Mariota or Garoppolo, even for that matter? Sorry, guy's actually pretty decent.
How about your guy, Trubisky? So now it's just,
yeah, Mitchell Trubisky, another guy. I actually think Mitch is going to get some money. I know people hate that guy, but I don't know. I thought he played pretty well. What?
How is Trubisky going to make
money? How's Mariota going to make money?
I don't think he's going to make a lot.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm with Christian. I think he's
relative to all these other guys. Yes, I think he's going to be the higher end guy.
See, I think that's one thing that where the quarterbacks are going to suffer. So your top-notch quarterbacks, Dak Prescott's going to get some money somewhere, with Dallas or whatever they do. The top-notch quarterbacks are going to make the money. I think it's the Mariotas. I think it's the Jameis Winstons. I think it's the Mitchell Trubisky. I think those guys now are going to suffer with what's going on financially with the league and the fact that these teams don't have money. They're not going to put a lot of money into a guy like that. Now, they would in the past. We've seen that in the past, right? You saw it last year with Mariota as a backup quarterback in Vegas. I just don't think it's going to happen this offseason.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I will say this, though. When it comes to this draft, I can't remember, any team where just the anticipation of the draft has been so high. Like
here in New England?
I think
in New England because
definitely here
because
in New
you
England.
Have the prospect of the Patriots actually drafting a quarterback.
You know what I compare it to? Like even the Celtics when they drafted Tatum and they drafted Jaylen Brown, like that was pretty there was a lot of interest and intrigue with those picks because they were so valuable. It meant such a difference to the organization.
Do you remember the reaction with Jaylen Brown?
Well, I remember we were talking about, who's this guy from Cal?
They hated it.
Who's this dude that jumps out of the gym?
He's an athlete.
Rick Rusnak got booed at the Garden.
Athletic wing player who I think runs into 4 charges a game. Yeah. I think that was it at one point, right? Just can't control himself. Yeah. Just I think it was average 3 charges a game.
Yeah,
just
but Pat
took
but,
off.
But Pac-12 player of the year as a freshman.
Right. And do you remember when they got Tatum? Same reaction. You know why? Because they passed on the number one pick, or what people thought was the number one pick in the draft.
Hey, you remember that?
And they traded with Philadelphia, and they ended up making the right decision.
But we got free agent before that, though. That'll be a lot more fun.
Yes.
Just as much fun.
Yes. This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Men's Health. They have locations in Dedham, right next door to Legacy Place in Salem, New Hampshire, online at northeastmenshealth.com. As a show, we are huge fans of Inside the NBA. Can you believe that at one time, Ernie Johnson almost killed Charles Barkley? Yes, you will hear it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block. Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. It's the easy way to donate your car. You donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com, 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Well, we all get mad at our coworkers. No, never happens. Well, Ernie Johnson shared a story of a time that Charles Barkley made Ernie snap.
Ernie has all the notes. And he has everything in order. And Charles is new.
What we doing, a game break?
He's like, what's those? I'm like, those is notes. He just keeps them there to make sure everything's
it's
in order.
It's the format for the post-game show with a couple of notes written in it. So we're going to go from here to here to here to here to here.
And I realized he didn't know what it was and how important it was. And I egged him. I said, I bet you wouldn't take those from Ernie. And he's like, I won't even take them. I'll rip them up. And so now I go, oh, he definitely don't know how important these are. And so now Ernie hears us. He says, Charles, don't play.
Don't even think about
it. Don't think about it. So Charles takes it and he rips it up. Ernie, God bless, is the most Christian man I know. That wasn't funny. And he didn't speak to us the rest of the show. And the first time I was scared. I was like, Ernie's not, might swing on me. Cause he was like, you started it because you gave him the notes. I was like, I started doing this.
And so I just froze him out of the next segment. I was ready. I had a cup of coffee. I was ready to throw a cup of coffee. I was hot.
I won't ever do that again.
No. You know, because you know what that did to me in that moment? It was that these guys don't respect what I do. That's what that said to me. I've been working on this, show.
No, I've been working on this show.
Let's say it.
Now I think we appreciate him a lot more for all the hard work he put in. We have no idea what segments are. I mean, he is so prepared for all that stuff. He makes it fun to come to work.
So they're friends now.
Yeah, they're doing all of this stuff. Oh, they're going back and playing all of this old stuff.
Organized.
Starting tonight.
That happened to me. I actually was about to host Sports Nation years ago. Goes, okay, 30 seconds. I was like, where are my notes? I did not have one note that I took. And you know what? They were underneath the desk the whole time. After the show, I realized.
Your mom said
a prank? Did somebody pull a prank on you? Leave them under the table?
I forgot where I put them.
If you can believe it, we actually have audio of that show.
What about the whole, the whole, whatchamacallit? That's exactly what it was. Series of the game.
I'm sorry, I've done that joke like three times this week.
So by the way, I'm reading this statement by Kevin Garnett. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's on his Instagram account. So he had a group that was trying to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves, and apparently the deal has blown up. But you have got to read this Instagram where the language gets a little salty, and he is just all over the place.
Why don't you read a little bit of it?
He is pissed. So, just got the news that this process is trying to acquire the T-Wolves is over for me and my group. Thanks, Glenn, for being yourself in what I know you to be. It's Glenn Taylor, right? Is that the owner?
Yeah. Correct.
And then he goes on to talk about, guess it's time to focus on other places, Seattle, Vegas. Crazy that some of these special players that helped build these effing franchises like a home, but can never own them, only rent them. And then he goes on and on and on. He is pissed. Hmm. But the deal is falling apart. Hi, Mutt.
What's up, boys?
Hello.
Is that Dana Jacobson, Sports Nation, back in the day? Who'd you host with? You remember?
Carissa Thompson.
Carissa Thompson is now at Fox. Big deal at Fox.
She's a big deal. She was a big deal back when she was at ESPN. Believe me.
Maybe that's why he lost his notes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
Hey, what are you
going to do? We have a big show lined up. 6:05 tonight, Christian's mom's calling in. We have lined her up. Worked on this for a couple months. She has been on the air in a while, so we're going to get her on. That was awesome. That was excellent.
She's now sent old Christmas presents to
your mom ever do that? It was messed up.
But just send you stuff? Not yet. I live close enough where it's still 20 minutes away. So if I want, she tells me to come pick up stuff from the house. I still have a lot of stuff from growing up at the house.
So do I.
And they're begging me to go get it. So we'll do Christian's mom early on the show. She will join us. We got a lot of football after that. Tommy Curran, part of the show, talking Trubisky, our nightly segment on Mitchell Trubisky.
Nice.
With our buddy Joe from 670 The Score. And Will Fleming's in Fort Myers. He's going to tell us about JBG. And the mercy rule is pissing people off. So we are loaded up tonight. Football and a bunch of other stuff between now and 10 o'clock.
All right. Yeah,
Tommy Curran's one of those Trubisky guys. He's like, he likes Trubisky. If you missed any of today's show, don't forget you can listen on demand on the free radio.com app. Just text app to 37937. All right, boys, Monday night coming up next. We'll do it again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Be here. Stay safe out there. Good night. Is it time to walk away? I done.